Welcome to Gems of Wisdom. I'm your host, Teresa Marone, and my co-host, Ms. Lauren Fonterre, will be with us in just a moment. I want to welcome you to the Stories of Bridget's Place, a soul sanctuary for women who inspire the hearts, minds, and lives through art, charity, and community. Our guest today is Elizabeth Pudwill, who is celebrating 3 years of mastering the art of collaboration. She's a real treat, and she founded I Know Somebody Houston. This is a group that's dedicated to making sure that no one is ever trying to do this thing we call life, alone. Her online community is over 4,000 strong, and her monthly meetings feature inspiration and information, but also the opportunity to ask, who do you know? So stay with us to hear about her vision for the future. Now I'd like to welcome my co-host, Lauren Fonterre.
Hello, Teresa. I'm so excited to be here today.
Oh, I'm glad that you're excited. And, you know, the weather has just brightened up. Here in Houston, we've been experiencing torrential rainstorms and flooding, and we've been all over the news nationally. I mean, I have had people reach out to me that I haven't talked to in 20 years. You know,
that's
it's kind of
true.
Nice. Yeah.
Yeah. Connecting in all sorts of ways. And I think, you know, our whole show today is about connection, which is just great, you know. And so we're connecting to people. And I think a lot of us are even connecting to strangers that we haven't met in our city this week, over the past few days, reaching out to our neighbors and making new friends and hopefully helping people. And we're definitely encouraging people at Bridget's Place to do that and just to reach out and, you know, be love to each other. It's a very important thing to do in this journey of life.
Well, I think that, you know, sometimes the words bring out the best in people. But go ahead and tell our listeners just the brief story of Bridget's Place. Lauren, as our executive director, is the one that kind of leads the mission and the message. So, Lauren, tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, great. Well, you know, Bridget's Place is a community of women who are really seeking to find the divine and how it shows up every day in life and to do that together in all sorts of ways. And we provide really interesting events and opportunities throughout the year to celebrate the divine among us and how we encounter God and spirit and all those wonderful things and how we journey through life together. And so we have great events like the one we have coming up, the Feast of Mary Magdalene and that festival. But we have smaller, intimate gatherings throughout the year, things like our beautiful table or our Bridget's Feast Day. And really people of all different faith traditions are welcome and from all different walks of life are welcome. And it's just a wonderful place where we bring, you know, artists together and we bring just all kinds of people from all different backgrounds. And so it's a really neat community to get to know us online at bridgesplace.org and, you know, follow our Facebook page and just start having a conversation with us. And it's a unique, unique community of women.
Well, thank you. Thank you. It's really a great time to get to know Bridget's Place, and you can do that at bridgetsplace.org because we are hosting a month-long festival in honor of Mary Magdalene. And we just closed out. We had so many wonderful submissions to the art show, which is going to be honored July 10th at the Christ Church Cathedral Cloister Gallery. And that's going to be a lovely affair, 7 to 9 p.m. And go ahead and go to bridgetsplace.org and find out, just click on the tabs for events, and you'll find out about all of this. But it's all leading up to our featured event, which is a workshop with Dr. Kayleen Asbo. And if you don't know who she is, scroll back to the archives of Gems of Wisdom, and you will be able to hear her interview. She absolutely is a magical and compelling person who brings all these beautiful images and music and art. She brings it all together in workshops that she holds all over the world. So we're very, very excited about hosting her here in Houston, Texas, July 24th and 25th. Find out more at bridgetsplace.org. Now, Lauren, I'm very excited to hear your gem of the day. What have you got going on that for us today?
Well, you know, wow, we have come through so many gems of the day in the last few months, but I really thought a beautiful one for today was beloved, the word beloved. And really wanted to just share that with our listeners and with you. I wanted to bring that into our hearts today. It's one of my favorite words, and it's a word that I always go back to over and over again. You'll hear me talk about Henry Nouwen. He's one of my favorite spiritual teachers, and but it's one of his big words talking about how we are truly God's beloved children. And 1 John chapter 3, there's a verse that says, "You must see what great love the Father has lavished on us by letting us be called God's children, which is what we are." And, you know, around here we like to talk about God as mother or God as creator. So I'd put them all in there. Mother, Father, Creator, God. But this concept that we are so loved by God, that we are called the children of this amazing power that has created the world. You know, and I just thought about all the things that were going on in our lives here in Houston, and a lot of us seem to be going through so many different transitions. I've just been talking to people right now. There's a lot of transition that seems to be going on in the world and kind of in people's lives. And I just thought, you know, we needed to be reminded today. I needed to be reminded that, you know, God loves us. And when we talk about connection, I think it's really, really important that we remember not only are we connected to one another, but we are connected to something that is so deeply powerful and something that is, you know, if you will, kind of always looking to lavish goodness and grace and love on us. And I think that sometimes we have this potential to just forget that and to kind of get in rhythms that are unhealthy or thought patterns that, you know, kind of defeat us before we even get our day started. And I think that there's just so much to remembering this concept of our belovedness. And if we can just stand in that and rest in that, we can kind of shift our whole way that we look at the world and what we're doing here. So that's our gem of the day today.
Well, I love that. Thank you so much, Lauren. Those were beautiful thoughts and very timely. Always very timely, I feel, that the gem of wisdom is. Now, another thing that's very timely is our guest today. That was an awkward segue, wasn't it? But truly being the word beloved as applied to ourselves is also showing our very, very best face to the people we come in contact with. And that's what Elizabeth is all about. She founded I Know Somebody Houston just about 3 years ago, and we're celebrating that third-year anniversary, and I want to bring her on now. Hello, Elizabeth.
Hello, Lauren, and hello, Teresa. Thank you for inviting me today. I'm so happy to be here.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Now, I wanted you to share with our listeners the bigger picture behind I Know Somebody Houston. Now, I know that most people, just from reading the show description or having heard about you, know that you have an online community and also you have a monthly meeting, but you also do things in the community. You get out, you bring people together. When you very first started I Know Somebody Houston, what was your vision and how has it played out?
So, yeah, that's a really good question, and it's something that's been on my mind because this is our anniversary month. We had our first event June 6th in 2000, and I guess that would be 2011. And 2012. And it really was just a room. It was a Trotter YMCA. We were upstairs in the conference room. There was about 15 women up there. And my vision was to create some place where all the women of Houston can go to access all the women of Houston and say, I've got an issue. Where can I, you know, do you know somebody that could help me? And we wanted to bring, you know, the Ladies Who Lunch to the women that clean homes, you know, and just bring them together and find one place. And we sat up there in that conference room and we brainstormed, and there was the most incredible energy in that room. And we decided to start with the Facebook page, and because it was free and we could just open it up to everybody, and it would be a really easy way to get women to start connecting and talking to each other. And then we decided to throw in a monthly event and try to offer some education. And we talked about how that would look. Our first speaker was Joy Silling from the Houston Chronicle, the fashion editor. And we chose her, first of all, because she said yes. Also because we wanted someone interesting, but that would appeal to a lot of people. And she talked about, you know, what your fashion necessities are. And we met in the library, the downtown library, in a great room upstairs, and we had about 60 women there. And we've been doing that same thing every month since then, and just offering different education as well as continuing to build our social media platforms. Mostly our biggest one is Facebook. We have almost 5,000 members on that page now, and that's where most of the work is done. But we want to cross all the platforms. I work really hard on LinkedIn right now and trying to build that. We have one of our board members is working on Instagram, another one Facebook, and another one Twitter. And we're just trying to build our recognition factor, our brand, so that women know that if you have any need, you can come to I Know Somebody Houston, put it out there, use one of those platforms and say, do you know somebody that could help me? And they will come. They will answer.
And they do. I've seen it myself. You know, you post something in the morning on the Facebook page, you know, I really need this. And, you know, we can give some examples, but it could be anything. It could be a referral for an accountant, or it could be, you know, I have been out of work for a year. I finally got a job, and they want me to wear a pair of black pants. I don't have any. And didn't that girl get, like, a whole box full of black pants within, like, 4 hours? I think somebody
that
even...
That was one of my favorite stories. It was.
I think somebody even drove it over to her.
And I had people at work. They saw the post, and they brought in, I mean, she got a really cute pair of Stuart Weitzman little booties.
Oh, really?
she got some black boots, too. But, yeah, I mean, there was, and the thing was, is that this particular woman was very small. She was a size 2 to 4. And so there's not a lot of those, you know, size clothes around. But the people, they found each other, and they did. And she got outfitted for her job. Just recently, last week after the flooding, we had somebody post on the page that there was someone needing rental property. And I had a couple of rentals in my neighborhood. I responded, as well as many others. And she posted yesterday that the family that needed a place to rent found a place on through using the contacts on I Know Somebody, and they were all settled in, and they were okay, and they were, you know, very, very graciously grateful for the help that we were able to give.
Well, you know, it's very immediate now. You know, now that we have social media and now that we have the ability to reach across an entire city in less than 30 seconds, I think that this organization makes even more sense than it would have made 10 or 20 years ago. But, you know, this really is the modern version of the old-fashioned communities that we kind of got away from for maybe 20 or 30 years because people became so separated from their immediate neighborhoods and their extended families were all over the country instead of right there. And this is kind of, I mean, wouldn't you say this is what would be the 2015 version of that type of close-knit community?
Oh, absolutely. And I think the need is there. I can see the women, you know, sometimes they just build relationships on the page. They find each other. You two are a perfect example. I met both of you on the page. And it's, you know, I work two blocks away from Lauren and had not met her. And when I started I Know Somebody, that then I found her. And the same with you, is getting connected to you. And then I was able to introduce you to someone when we were together a couple of weeks ago I can't tell you what just the opportunity for her to talk to you and to get that feedback, that boost. Like she said, we met last night and she said, yeah, I talked to Teresa and she called me at the right time. I just needed to hear her voice and to hear her remind me, you know, what I'm doing and that I need to do something. And I think the need is absolutely there, and we'll meet it in whatever way we can. Everybody in the group has a different motivation, a different agenda to meet, and, you know, that's what it's there for. If you got something, put it on there and see what happens.
Well, I think there's also something to be said that the inspiration comes from the top. I mean, Elizabeth, you're quite compelling. But you just have this sense and this feel, I think that's why you're drawn to do this, of who needs to meet who and how to just kind of facilitate that without seeming pushy. You know, I mean, how would you have known that the lady that you put me in touch with would be the exact person that, you know, we could really resonate? And, you know, I do feel you have a gift for that. Was that part of your vision, or did that just kind of surprise you that you're so good at that?
Well, I know that I know a lot of people, and that's really why I started it. The work that I do at the Chronicle, as well as the work, my own personal journey, my recovery journey, puts me in touch with so many different areas of people. And so part of me knew that, but I have never been more pleased or just touched in my deepest heart when I see things like that happen. You know, when I left the event and I knew you and Carla would connect, and it just was like, okay, this is why I'm doing it. It's not for any other reason than to give somebody else that feeling that they matter and that they don't have to go through it alone. I know two women, actually three women right now, that are very newly separated or going through a divorce that had like side businesses but then also got laid off. And it all happened right together. And they're very, very scared. They don't have a husband. They don't have that support anymore. And they don't have the regular corporate job anymore. And they're dedicated and committed to building their own business. And if I can help them find avenues that they need, resources that they need, I want to do that. Those women inspire me. That takes so much courage to walk away from corporate and go, okay, I got laid off. I'm not going to go look for another job, a 9-to-5. I'm going to do something. I'm going to take this business, this idea, this thing that I have, and I'm going to grow it. And to do that, they just have incredible commitment to themselves and to their cause, and I'll do whatever I can to help that grow.
Oh, I just love that. Well, I'm always compelled to offer my complete support to you, Elizabeth, because I truly believe in what you're doing. But no one can keep up with you, by the way. You're all over the place. And I mean that in the nicest way. Don't you do some sort of I think you're committed five nights a week, aren't you?
I am. I have something every night of the week. And then on Saturday as well. That's my life. That's my relationship. I am not in I don't have a husband, I don't have a guy. And I've just decided to dedicate my life to this, and that is, it feeds me. It feeds me and it feeds my soul, and I get a lot out of it by helping other people.
Well, your website, iknowsomebodyhouston.com, is a place for people to kind of land first, to get to know you, who you've pulled together for your team, which is very impressive, by the way, to get to know what events are coming up, and to join you on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. You've got a couple of people that have been with you from the beginning that are still with you, and you've added some other really amazing people to the board and your team since then. So I encourage our listeners to browse iknowsomebodyhouston.com and get to know the bigger picture that Elizabeth has created. But tell me about this third anniversary party that's coming up.
Okay, so, and I'm so excited about this party we're planning. In fact, we meet tonight, the board is meeting tonight to really get iron out the details so that we can let you guys all know when and where and exactly what we're going to do, and because we haven't named it yet. But if you have ever listened to the Moth Radio Hour on NPR, they have little five-minute vignettes, little stories. And it's so I love to listen
I
to
love
them
it.
In the car
I love
for
it.
A half hour. Yes, it's just awesome. So they're motivating stories, or they're inspiring stories. They're always they tug at your heart, or make you laugh, or make you think. And so we have put together a group of women, a very strong, powerful group of women that are going to tell their little stories. And it will be very similar. There'll be stories that will make you laugh, stories that will make you cry, stories that will make you think, stories that will make you want to act. And that's what we're going to do. And we're looking at the venue tonight so we can let you know for sure. But it is June the 24th. At 6:30 p.m., so put that on your calendars if you're listening. Our events usually happen on the last Wednesday of the month, and we're just really, really excited about this particular one.
Well, I was at your first anniversary. I remember how amazing that was, and you brought people in. I think that was one of your biggest events, wasn't it? I mean, you really full that night. So I look forward to being at your third event, your third birthday party event. That's going to be great. So that's 6:30 on June 24th.
And if you have not met Teresa live and in person, she is one of the women that will be telling a story. I have no idea what it is yet, but she'll be there.
Well, thank you, Elizabeth. You know, I really was honored by the invitation to speak at your event, but I'm so glad because I love that format, and I will have a very good story for you. I'm anxious to hear a little bit more direction about where you'd like that to come from, and, you know, we might all cry together. I do have some, as Lauren and I have spoken, you know, it's not always a happy day.
And that's how we connect, though, is when we as women understand that maybe there's someone there that needs a lift up, and if I'm having a good day and you're not, I can be there for you, and vice versa. And that's what this particular organization is about. We went nonprofit for that reason, because we want to be able to go anywhere we can and help anyone that we can, and just, you know, grow this thing to the point where everybody knows, oh, I know what you're supposed to do. You go to I Know Somebody, and then move into other cities so that we can, you know, grow, help people in other parts of the country as well.
Oh, I think that is one of the most exciting parts of your vision. I'm glad you brought that up, is to have the I Know Somebody brand in all of the major cities and even beyond. I think that your long-range vision has always been very compelling to me. So what advice would you give to someone out there who is struggling? I know that you've brought yourself to the place that you are with several big transitions that you've had to achieve. So what is the bottom line? You've got about 3 minutes. And I'd like for you to just reach out to our listeners who might be struggling.
Oh, I'm so glad you asked me that, because I think that if you're struggling, the key thing is to get help. Tell somebody. Go ask for help. That, you know, and you know, because I've shared it before, I got sober 16 years now, and I did not know how to ask for help, and I needed help, and I just was not in a good place. And I started going to AA meetings, and I started raising my hand and sharing what was going on with me. And I can't tell you exactly what it is, other than a trouble shared is divided. It takes the power out of it. And that's where I got the idea to do this, because I wanted to give that type of support and that type of a feeling of fellowship to mainstream women, to women that aren't alcoholics, that don't have a 12-step program, and just reach out to someone. If it's not, I know somebody in Houston, call a friend, call your mother if you're on good terms with her. if not, you can call me. But yeah, you just really need to share whatever it is that's going on with you. And I've found for me that group effort helps, because there's energy in a group. There's a one-on-one, it can be very powerful, but you'll find if it's three people, a different solution will come up rather than just one and one and another one and one. So the group effort is so powerful. Get your girlfriends together. Tell them what's going on with you. Find an organization. Google nonprofits with whatever situation you're going, whether it's therapy or medical help or grieving help or financial help. It's out there. There's something out there that you can find, and Google it. Use your resources and just tell somebody.
That is very good advice. And I think that brings our show full circle back to the word collaboration and beloved. What do you think, Lauren?
I completely agree. And, you know, the phrase that just came to my mind is, this is my child with whom I am well pleased. And, you know, as Elizabeth was talking, that's just kind of what came to me over and over again is, this is my child in whom I am well pleased, you know. And so as I listen to her words, I just can't help think how pleased the creator of the universe must be with her, and with how she is extending herself over and over and over again on behalf of other people and on behalf of women in our community and really all over the world, you know, because when we do that, we have this ripple effect into the universe. So, what a blessing she is to us and to our community, and how grateful we are that she's here sharing with us today. And we really encourage women to, you know, go online, join the community, be a part of the community, and, you know, find resources for themselves and be a resource to other people. So it's very, very exciting.
It really, really is. And there's just, Elizabeth, I just want to say this. I've met so many people that continue to just kind of bounce in and out of my life, and I'll go places and I'll see them that were brought to me because of my association with I Know Somebody Houston. And truthfully, you know, out of the 3 years, I think I've been to maybe 8 of your meetings, and just that very small, relatively small contact with your community has shown up time and time and time again. So that is a real testimony to what you're doing, I think. I mean, do you think so?
Wow, thank you both. That's just incredible. I'm reminded every time we have a board meeting or every time we have an event of, you know, that this is what I wanted to do. You know, this is my calling. And I love, Lauren, that you shared that with me. It made me cry.
Aww.
It's just, this is the vision, you know, to touch other people and, you know, to bring people together. And I can't wait until I can hear people say, yeah, I met her through I Know Somebody Houston, and it's just some random people that I've never even met, but that I was able to create that connection. So thank you both.
Thank you, Elizabeth. You've been an absolute pleasure today. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
Lauren, do you have any final words for our listeners today?
Well, I just want to say, have a wonderful week and remember how beloved you are and remember to rest in that wonderful knowledge that you are loved by the creator of the universe and that we love you at Bridget's Place and hope that you'll visit us online as well at bridgetsplace.org.
Thank you so much, and be sure to sign up for our newsletter because Lauren sends out inspiration in the form of the written word, and it is well worth your time to read it. Have a pleasant week and come up with some gems of your own.